amazing. There's a new ad that, of course, the Katie Packer Mitt Romney people are making. Or they made and they're promoting. Let me see. It's on, well, CNN is promoting it. Who else is promoting it? MSNBC, Fox, of course, Megyn Kelly. They're promoting. I mean, everybody is promoting this video. Now, I get that it's a Republican talking point. I get it. And the video is women who are reading quotes or they're quotes from things that Trump has said about other women in the past. I mean, they're going from a Howard Stern interview from 10 years ago. They're going from an Apprentice skit. I mean, it's pretty deep as far as quotes from Trump. It makes you believe that these are things that Trump has said on the campaign trail, because they mix in the Carly Fiorina comment that was I don't want to say a private moment, but it definitely was a behind closed doors moment on his plane with a reporter from Rolling Stone. So when you mix that comment in with the other comments, you believe, or you're led to believe, that these are things that Trump has said on the campaign trail. So when you hear women read quotes from the Howard Stern show, whether it's talking about Princess Diana or some other supermodel mixed in with look at that face. Who would vote for someone with a face like that? People go, oh my God, I can't believe Trump has said all these things about women on the campaign trail. Now, I understand a Republican. Well, first off, how this ever gets mended, how this fence ever gets mended, I don't know. I don't know. Again, if the Katie Packer people, if the millionaires and some billionaires that have poured millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars into attack ads like this, for them to do these types of things and then think or have a delusional brain to think that if Trump gets the nomination, all of a sudden, these things are not going to come back and haunt the GOP. Now I guess you could look at it this way. The Republican or the Democrats would do the same thing. But here's the little nuance to that. And this is where I was going. I understand Republicans doing it in the sense that they've never had issues per se involving women. A lot of times it's involving men. Denny Hasser. Foley. You know, Livingston. There are issues involving men, young men, pages. Okay? So they're not vulnerable like a Democrat is. They're not vulnerable like a Democrat is. But again, for the Packer people to do these types of things, and then if Trump is the nominee, have to back him. Now, these people have been saying, well, they'll never support Trump. Okay, so you're not going to support Trump. You're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Awesome. Great. You're going to vote? I mean, it makes no sense. And I can't imagine that they will do that. Maybe Katie Packer will. She doesn't seem to be a rational person. I think she's still very upset that Mitt Romney blew the 2012 election. She would have had a job in that administration, and I think she harbors resentment to this day. To this day, she harbors resentment on that failure. But I got to imagine some of those people will get behind Trump. As much as they hate Trump, I got to imagine they hate Hillary Clinton more. Got to imagine they despise Hillary Clinton. But as far as I'm concerned, that ad goes over the line. And again, I know. It gets those things out there. It gets those quotes out there. So should Trump become the nominee in the general election, when Democrats use those lines and use those attack lines in ads, they won't be as powerful. But here's the thing. And that's why it's funny when you see MSNBC and CNN making a big deal out of that ad. Those are words. And 90% of the things that are said in that ad, those quotes, are part of a show. I mean, they read Apprentice. They read Apprentice skits. They're reading quotes from The Apprentice. They're reading quote from a feud with Rosie O'Donnell, which gave huge ratings to The View. I mean, there was definitely entertainment value in those quotes. Howard Stern, talking about a Howard Stern interview. They're part of a show. How does the Democrats explain Bill Clinton. Because Trump's are words. Bill Clinton is actions. That's why I kind of scoff. I laugh when people say, well, the Democrats are going to be brutal on Trump. They're going to... No. When it comes to things like that, they won't be. They won't be. And that's what's funny about MSNBC and CNN making a big deal out of the ad. Because the person that they are championing for, the person they love, Hillary Clinton, her husband, our president, has took those words, the things that Trump has said in a skit on a TV show, and actually put them into practice. When those women are reading those quotes, and one of the quotes is from The Apprentice, where he's where Trump is quoted as telling a girl contestant she would be better on her knees, something like that. Bill Clinton had an intern drop to her knees. He said to an intern, hey there. You're not doing good as a White House intern, shuffling papers around and getting me some coffee. You know what you'll be better at? Getting on your knees and servicing me while I'm on the phone making legislative deals with Newt Gingrich. Get on your knees. That's what Bill Clinton did. I got a cigar. Let me use this cigar on you. I won't light it. I want to do it with you. I want to put it so I can taste it. That's what I want to do. Hey, Paula Jones, what do you think of this? Touch it. Give it a little kiss. Come here, Paula Jones. Kiss it. Come on, give it a kiss. Kiss it. Kiss it, Paula Jones. I mean, this is Bill Clinton. The Democrats try to march out these Trump quotes. Oh, look what Trump said. Look what Trump said in The Celebrity Apprentice Season 2. Really? That's what Trump said? Look what Bill Clinton did. That guy that's standing next to the nominee for president of the United States, that guy was spraying his DNA all over the Oval Office. All over the Oval Office. Just imagine all of the meetings, all of the secret. Well, I shouldn't say secret. Well, it's secret from us. We don't know what happens in the meetings. But think about all those policy meetings. Think about all the negotiations that went on in the Oval Office, on those chairs, on those couches. We always see the pictures. This is a picture from the budget talks of, whatever. Or this was the meeting when they talked about trying to get bin Laden. Right? Those people were sitting on DNA. Imagine you're sitting there and you swear you're sitting on a wet spot. You're sitting on a wet spot. You're sitting on a wet spot. Imagine that. You're sitting there. You're listening to the president. We've got to do this. We've got to do this. You're just sitting there, and you're like, man, I feel something wet. You reach down. You're sitting on it. You nonchalantly put your hand there, and you're like, wow, what is that? And you hold your finger up to your nose, and you're like, bleach. It smells bleachy. What? Why is there like little slimy bleach? Why is there bleach? What is the? Why am I sitting on bleach? And then it kind of dawns on you. I'm on a cup. You're like, ew. Ah. that's why the Democrats have no leg to stand on when it comes to things that Trump said on the Howard Stern show. Imagine Hillary Clinton actually referencing things that Trump has said. I mean, come on. Come on. That's why it's funny to watch CNN make a big deal out of it. I watched Don Lemon last night. Watched Don Lemon. It was funny because the Don Lemon panel, it was like don't take this the wrong way, but it looked like something from BET. It did. You had Don Lemon and you had a panel of four people, and all of them were black. So you had Don Lemon, black, and then panelists A, B, C, and D, who were black, and they were all talking about the Trump ad, and they were all appalled by it. They were all disgusted by it. They were disgusted by it. Can't believe what they watched. They can't believe the things that Donald Trump said. And I'm just sitting there thinking, wow, you're all supporters of Hillary Clinton. You're all supporters of Bill Clinton, past and present. You have no problem with Bill Clinton walking around with Hillary Clinton. He's out today campaigning. He's in Illinois' campaign. You have no problem with Bill Clinton. And that guy was just just an animal. And the guy is just an animal. The guy's flying to private islands with a convicted pedophile. The guy's flying to private islands. The guy's on private airplanes with a convicted pedophile and girls that are underage who are with the pedophile, the convicted pedophile. Amazing. Amazing. And the Don Lemon panel are outraged at the things Donald Trump said on Howard Stern and Celebrity Apprentice. They're outraged. They're outraged. They are outraged. Can't believe this is language and things that Republican frontrunners say. And I'm just sitting here going, okay, you all support Bill Clinton. You all support Hillary Clinton. And in your community, the music music by the Chris Browns and people alike is so sexist and just so degrading. And here's Don Lemon on New Year's, talking about Kathy Griffin's breasts. Like, what am I watching? What the hell is going on? What is going on? What am I watching? What is, I don't know. Are they nuts? Are they all nuts? How do they do their programs? How do they do what they do with straight faces? How do they do this? How do they do this? How do they conduct themselves it's pretty perplexing. Seriously, it's perplexing. Don Lemon criticizing Donald Trump. His panel criticizing Donald Trump. And they're all Democrats. Oh, man. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. So that was yesterday. I just had to bring that up because, again, leave it to the Our Principles Super PAC, the Katie Packer, Mitt Romney crew, to bring that out. To bring that out and, again, make it that much harder for their side to get behind Trump, which, again, I assume they will not be. Could this be the first time in a presidential election that the nominee will be getting attack ads ran against him by his own party? I mean, will it come to that? If Trump gets the nomination, will people like Katie Packer, will she get other millionaires and some billionaires to throw some money into attack ads against Trump if he's the nominee? Could we actually see that? It'd be a first. Be pretty amazing. But could we actually see that? Could Katie Packer put together ads, should Trump be the nominee, to go after Trump? Could that happen? We'll see. Anyways, I just wanted to bring that up and talk about this ad, the irony.